Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request, and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the eBuzz on EOTMradio.com.
EBuzz. Whoa, Carla B.
What's up? This is your girl, Carla B. It's Black Friday. I hope you guys are safely safe somewhere and you've got all your really great bargains. Thanks for joining me for early version of the eBuzz right here on EOTMradio.com. And I'm super geeked up, as always. But one reason in particular is because I had the opportunity to speak with so many greats, not just celebrities, but just some fascinating entrepreneurs just from across the globe, not just the country. So, and it's a great thing to be able to, you know, speak with these people. And because I have my pen. If I don't have my pen, I have my lipstick, and I'm just writing notes as they're talking to me. So I hope you plan on doing the same tonight. We have a two-part to the show tonight. I'll be speaking first up with a business savvy entrepreneur, and I think all of them are in a lot of ways. But I'll be talking with president of Joe Ryan Fitness Club. Joe Ryan will be here. This guy is has an awesome entrepreneur spirit, and he is all around health and fitness guru. And you know, when I saw his bio, I said yes, we have to have him on, because I'm not really all that great when it comes to being healthy and stuff, you know, because I'm on the go, working fast paced all the time, so I have to grab whatever I can to eat, don't always get my exercise then. So when I saw this guy's information, I'm like, yes, please schedule Joe Ryan for the eBuzz. I want to pick his brain. So with that, I do want to welcome, I think we have him here, I do want to welcome Joe Ryan to the eBuzz. Welcome, first time guest.
Well, hi, Carl. I'm really excited to be on here with you tonight.
I know, right? I hope you're ready, because I sure am. And so before I even dive into my series of questions and stuff, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about you. I know I shared that you were a fitness guru and all that stuff, but you can go ahead and get down and dirty with it, if you will, so to speak, and share with them a little bit more about you, Joe Ryan.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. My career in fitness started about 10 to 12 years ago. I had just got out of the military. and was trying to be in shape myself, and I got really hooked on the Body for Life program. That was a big thing several years ago with Bill Phillips, and I so enjoyed that program. And a lot of my coworkers realized that I was really into it, was excited, was getting in shape and eating right. And a few of them would come up to me and would ask, hey, what are you doing? And how do we do that as well? So, after a few months of doing that, I thought, I would like to do this for a living, or at least part-time.
Okay.
So I went ahead and I looked into getting some certifications, and it just kind of rolled from there. Training everything from security guards to attorneys. Had some professional athletes approach me for more sports-specific stuff, because it's not just weight loss and bodybuilding. There's so much more to personal training. It's like being a doctor. You can't be good at everything. You got to find a niche.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved being one of those major factors in helping someone change their life for the better. And it's just some experience.
Wow. That's exciting, and it sounds like it's your passion, and that's a great thing. Not many people can say that they're doing what they, what they're really passionate about. Many people wish that they could do what they're, what they're passionate about. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you.
Kudos to you, definitely. I want to ask you this, because I know that there's a lot of myths when it comes to fitness and weight loss. So in your opinion, what are some of the biggest ones when it comes to that?
Oh, my God. It's hard to narrow those down to, there's so many. And every time a new program comes out, you've got Insanity. You've got P90X. You got P90X version 2. You've got
wow.
And there's always these myths, like you've got to eat 3 squared meals a day. That's what everyone thinks now is eating 3 squares. Or, you've got to, do cardio all the time. And that's one of the biggest myths, is that you have to continuously do cardio. And, cardio is very good for you. But, one of the fastest ways to burn body fat is to build muscle. And that's not like, taking you to a gym and, having you lift weights until you're just huge and pumped up, because it doesn't work that way with everybody. The water intake, everyone thinks, as long as I work out, I can eat what I want and I can drink what I want. That couldn't be further from the truth. There is not a workout program out there that will survive a bad diet. So you've got to do it from square one. You've got to eat right. You've got to get at least 64 ounces of water in. And honestly, the 3 squared meals.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
64. And if you're like me, I was raised in the South with sweet tea and fried food. And even though I've given up as much of that fried food as possible, sweet tea is still one of my things. It's like cheat, my cheat item, sweet tea. And everyone's like, well, I drink like two or three things of McDonald's sweet tea a day. I get a lot of water in. It's not the same. water, definitely 64 ounces. And it doesn't just have to be water, Carla. It can be fruits such as apples, pears, oranges, watermelon, because if you think you're eating that and then an hour or two later, guess where you're going? You're going to the bathroom. Because it's a water-rich fruit. So you're actually taking water in right there. So if people don't think about that.
Right, right. And I want to ask you this, because I'm a little older. I'm not a young spring chicken like I used to be. I just turned 40, and I found myself, I found it harder to stay in shape than when I was younger. The weight always just came off. It was no big deal, but now it's a little bit harder. And I do a lot of celebrity events and red carpets, so I have to, and I live in Los Angeles, so I have to be right. So what kind of tips would you give a woman that just turned 40 and wanting to stay in shape, and she's active, but, my diet isn't so great?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the first things that would pop to my mind is making sure that you are taking a very good multivitamin. Some people talk about taking one a day, and they don't realize that they don't stay in your system that long. And women might need a different type of multivitamin, one with or without iron. It depends on if it makes you ill or not. So, a woman that's getting older in the years, and I'm older than you, so,
that's scary. Okay.
I don't know how to say that without sounding wrong.
No, okay.
It's making sure that you stay active. You know, don't take the shortcuts, you know, and take elevators. If you got some stairs there, take the stairs. You know, a female that wants to stay in shape as she gets older definitely needs to stay active, needs to watch the caloric intake. You know, I hate telling people to count the calories, but you really got to watch the calories, you know.
Right.
And making sure that you're eating the right foods, the right carbohydrates. You know, eat. You know, if you're going to snack, then snack on fruits and vegetables. You know, watch your protein. It's very tricky. Not everybody is the same. And, you know, it really irritates me when I'll talk to two or three ladies and they'll say, yeah, I went to this gym and there was another person there trying to lose weight and I just wanted to stay in shape and we had the same workout. Because to me, it's a cookie-cutter routine. It doesn't work. So, Carla, for you, I would say make sure you're drinking that water and get a good multivitamin.
Well, that's one thing I do. Yeah, that's one thing that I try to do. I know I'm not drinking 64 ounces, but, yeah, and I always hear that because I've had a couple of different types of trainers. So I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Very few people realize about the water is the fact that if you want to lose water weight, you've got to drink more water. Because your body, if you're not drinking a lot of water, it thinks that there's a shortage of water and it's going to hang on to it. So once you start drinking more water, then after a while, you'll realize you're starting to drop that water weight. That's why they say if you want to lose weight, eat more. Everyone's like, what?
Well, how long does that water thing take? I mean, how long? But you don't have to get into that right this minute because I know that I have so many other questions. So I want to try to stay scripted a little bit.
Right.
So I want to call you run one of the most successful personal training fitness programs today. I've taken a look at your website. It's some great, great tips on there, and I'm listening to you talk right now, so definitely you have things together. So tell me, how does one get a good training experience within your fitness program?
Well, within my fitness program, I really push that with Joe Ryan Fitness, you learn, train, and achieve. It's not just coming in and talking to us, and we're like, okay, we're going to have you do some weights and do some cardio and jump up and you know, I hear so many horror stories. So we actually educate our clients. We sit down with them, and we go over their life. We talk about, hey, what did you do when you were younger? You know, how do you eat? What kind of work do you do? How much rest? Where do you see yourself? You know, this is their journey, and we're their guide. So, you know, we educate them on everything. I give my clients homework. You know, don't just come in and lift weights and run around. I'm giving you homework. Each week, you bring in a quiz from a chapter, so you learn why I'm having you do things.
Right. And I saw when I was on your website, it says something about the ultimate training system. So is that different, or is that the same as what you're saying right now, or is that a different program?
That is pretty much the same. I consider it the ultimate training system because we don't just train you. We educate you as to why you're doing it. When you walk away from me or one of my trainers, and you talk to a friend, I want you to be able to tell that friend what you're doing and why you're doing it. You know, I don't want someone saying, well, I'm eating this way because Joe says. Well, no, I'm eating this way because my body needs protein to rebuild muscle fiber that I broke down during the day, or I need these complex carbs for energy. You know, it's all about knowledge is power.
Yes. I've never heard a trainer say that. That's awesome. I think that's really awesome because I work better by understanding, and when I know what it is that I'm doing, I work better and I can really get through my day better understanding that. But if it's just a routine, okay, I'm doing cardio, and most people say, well, do you know cardio is not so good for what you're trying to do? And I have no answer for that because I didn't know. So
there's so few trainers out there that actually educate their clients. They grab a clipboard, and they count sets, and they count reps, and they smack their hands and do, you know, knuckle rocks, and off they go for the next session. I hate that.
Yes.
I have clients come to me and say, I just left this big gym, and I had one of their trainers, and their trainer was sitting there texting other people and talking to people while I was doing workouts. And that irritates me.
Yes.
Because I want you to do a life change. What I teach you now, you will take with you for the rest of your life and put it into effect.
Right. And I was going to be going into my next question, which was going to be, can you describe what you do for your clients? But you just did. It's not just what you do, but it's the knowledge that you give them. I think that's so great, Joe. That's awesome. let me ask you this in regards to your program, because, you know, a lot of people like me who are always on the go, they don't always have time to go into a gym and get that workout that they need to get. You know, so I'm wondering, I mean, they go to the gym, but just not every day. So do you offer anything online for your clients, or is it just like one-on-one in the gym type thing?
No, we do offer online, in the gym, at home, stuff
okay.
like that. With today's
okay.
technology, we would be really foolish not to really use that to not only our
right.
advantage, but also to our customers' and our clients' advantages. You know, if people cannot get into a gym or a studio to see a trainer, or they don't have the ability to have a trainer come to their house, then what we offer some of our clients is an online training package to where we will have them input their food, their activity. We grade that, and then we give them workouts that they do at home, and then they log that as well, and we follow up with them, whether it be on a
wow.
daily, weekly, or monthly basis. What a lot of my online clients do now is we'll do a package of, you know, they'll do online training and they'll come in and see me once or twice a month just for follow-up and to assessments and to check their progress. And
okay.
I can look at, like, for example, I have software that I use. They go in and they put their food in, and I can look at that each day, and it gives them a grade. And I can be like, Carla, how come you had fettuccine Alfredo at 11 o'clock at night and you went to bed at midnight? You know,
right.
And you're like, well, I didn't realize that was bad. And then I say, this is why it's bad. Don't do it again.
Right, right.
It's nice
right.
to have
I would be getting
an ad. Do what?
I said I would be getting some bad grades. I'm just kidding. No, because as I've got older, I know that I can't eat past. I don't eat past 8.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, shoot, let me, I'm lying. Because sometimes I do, but I try to go to bed right after. So with that being said, let me ask you this. What are some of the most common mistakes that women make? And I guess you can input some mistakes that men make too, because I know some men are listening and probably wanting to know when they're starting a new workout routine.
Now, I would say probably the biggest thing that I see, Carla, is the fact that men and women expect too much in too short of a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go and they work their butts off for 3-4 days, and they expect results within 2 weeks. And what I explain to my clients is you can come in and be with me and work out, or one of my clients, or one of my trainers, I mean, and you can do your programs and you can do your stuff at home. But best case scenario is you probably will not see results for 4 to 6 weeks. And your loved ones, your husband, your wife, your friends will see results in you before you actually see it.
Right.
So don't give up too soon, and don't go whole hog and go out there and hurt yourself by thinking, well, I need to go in and start lifting weights, you know, heavily, or I need to do 3 hours of cardio. No, you've got to limit yourself, pace yourself, and work smart.
Right, right. I agree. Work smart. That's definitely my motto. Not necessarily doing it when it comes to fitness, but hopefully after this interview, I will. So I noticed your company, Joe Ryan, is giving away some complimentary fitness jumpstart programs to start for anyone who is, I guess, sincere about living a leaner and healthier lifestyle. So can
right.
you share with our listeners how they would go about getting one of those, and exactly what does this consist of?
Sure. We basically call it two different things. It's either the jumpstart program or what I call 2 days of fitness. Our 2 days of fitness program is where I offer everyone that's interested 2 days free of personal training. Now, with those 2 days, what I have my prospective clients do, or anyone that wants to come in, is they will not eat anything for 4 hours prior to coming in that first day. And
okay.
we'll take body fat compositions to see what their body fat is, you know, where they are and where they should be. We'll take pictures. We'll take measurements of different, you know, areas of the body to get like a baseline. We'll also do a postural analysis screening on them using computers. You know, everything that we use is computerized just because technology
okay.
is so great nowadays. And we can
right.
give them a baseline of where they're at. And then when we talk to them and they tell us what their goals are, then I can say, you know, here's where you are now. And if you want to reach that goal, here's about how long it's going to take. and here's what we've got to do between now and then to reach that point. So
right.
They leave after about maybe 45 minutes to an hour of that first session. We schedule a second session, which is the actual workout. They come in, they got their water bottle and their towel with them, you know, whatever music they want to hear. Our trainers put it on the PA system and play it for them. And then they put them through cardio, warm them up, some stretching programs, and they put them through some light resistance training, whether it be, upper body, some core training, some lower body. So not only can the trainer see what the person can and can't do to find out where to go from there, but also
right.
The prospective client gets an idea of how that trainer is. Is the trainer really caring, watching, movement, form? Is the trainer got too much cologne on or have like a bad attitude or being too personal with me? And that's something else I don't tolerate,
Right.
It's basically just a test drive for personal training.
Right.
And if they decide
right.
that they don't want to train with me or one of my trainers at that time, then that's fine. No obligation. You walk away with that much more knowledge. Hopefully you can make a change. But
right.
if you do want to work with us, then we'll do what we can to help you meet your goal. Once again, this is their journey, and we're going to be their guide.
Wow. That's awesome. You guys are doing some awesome things there. And I'm not just saying that. I was taking a look at your website, saw some of the testimonials on there, and I do see you guys just, it seems like you're very competitive, and not just in your area. So how can our listeners find out more about your fitness program and wanting to sign up and all that great stuff?
Well, anyone can find out about Joe and Joe Ryan Fitness and my staff at joeryanfitness.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/JoeRyanFitness. So we have all kinds of articles that we put out. We have a magazine that's online that we put out each month as well, Health and Fitness magazine. And we do computerized sessions with all of our clients and people that want to sign up. They can actually sign up for sessions right online. They can go on and see when I'm available, when my staff is available, on what days and times, and they can book it right then and there. And it's really awesome, using the iPhone, Androids, computer, whatever. You can be listening to this broadcast while eating lunch, from your iPhone and go to joeryanfitness.com and say, book an appointment. And
wow.
It's done.
That's what's that is. Are you guys on Twitter?
We are on Twitter, Joe Ryan Fitness as well. So Joe Ryan Fitness on Twitter, Joe Ryan Fitness on Facebook. And you can either pull up joeryanfitness.com or Joe Ryan Workout, the joeryanworkout.com.
Okay, that's what's up. That is so great. And Joe Ryan, it has definitely been a pleasure. And definitely anytime you have any new tips that you want to share with our listeners or me, definitely call in anytime, and then we'll definitely make sure that we will send our listeners who are looking to improve their health, because it's really all about that. And I know I'm 40, but I want to live until I'm just over 100, and I know that I have to be healthy, and that's what I am trying to implement, all these great things in my life as far as the vitamins and the workouts and all this great stuff that you're talking about. So it's good to hear also that on your website, joeryanworkouts.com, you can also, you go there to learn, to train, and achieve your goals, and that's where I'll be going, and that's my new tag for you, and I think that's your tag for you, but learn,
yep.
Train, and achieve. And that's what I'm going to think about every time I just happen to go past the joeryanworkout.com.
Well, thank you very much, Carla. It's been an honor being on here. And I would love to talk to you again someday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely stay in touch. And do you have any, last words or any tips for our listeners before we let you go?
Sure. I would say the one thing that comes to mind is everyone asks me, what is the best items and equipment for working out? Is it the dumbbells, the barbells, bars, bands, tubes? And I said, you know what? The only piece of equipment you need for a good workout and to be healthy is your imagination, is your mind. So if you can think, you can do it.
Love it. Love it. Thanks so much, Joe Ryan. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your Black Friday. Hope you got some shopping in. Until next time.
Thank
Until
you.
Until next time, Joe. All right, no problem. Bye bye. Hold tight, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Evas. Hold tight.
The new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to the E-Buzz Show right here on EOTMRadio.com. Our phone lines are open 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. So please call in, pretty please. We'll be taking calls, y'all, the second half of the show. So make sure you chime in. And you can also follow me on Twitter. And I'm just always saying pretty please because it's the polite thing to do. So follow me on Twitter, pretty please. My Twitter ID is EOTMPR. Again, that's EOTMPR. And we're also on Skype. So I know we're putting you to work and stuff tonight, but you can follow us on Skype as well, EOTM Radio on Skype. So, y'all, it's going to be definitely an exciting show. I want to thank you for giving us a portion of your Friday evening. I know it's time, you know, it's your party time and stuff. Well, maybe it's just my party time, but party time, it's Friday. So, anyway, thank you. I definitely want to always thank you guys for giving us a portion of your evening. We really appreciate it. And also, if you are streaming live from EOTMRadio.com, I want you to do me another favor, pretty please. Subscribe to receive alerts to our future shows, and then also like our EOTMRadio.com page. Thank you, and that's all I'm going to have you do for now. But tonight, y'all, I'll be talking with a young man who says he received spiritual guidance from Bishop Eddie Long. Of course, most of you know Bishop Eddie Long, pastor of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Bishop Long once named one of the most homophobic black leaders by the Southern Poverty Law Center. He was accused of using his influence to coerce at least four men into sexual relationships. He took them on trips, showered them with gifts, and described them as his spiritual sons. The leader of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, he had previously been investigated by Congress for receiving millions of dollars in donations and refusing to disclose his finances. So, and then I must say, allegedly, in regards to the charges against Bishop Eddie Long. Of course, y'all, the firestorm with this whole travesty has subsided somewhat, but with the upcoming release of Jamal Paris' new book, which is called Signs of a Predator, it's almost guaranteed to shake some tail feathers, so to speak. In late 2010, Jamal Paris, he said that he had a father-son type relationship that turned sexual with Bishop Eddie Long. And in an interview on Fox 5 News in Atlanta, Paris was asked why he decided to come public in such a way. And he said it was to rid himself of the pain and to protect others. So with that, at this time, I definitely want to welcome Jamal Paris to EOTM Radio, first time guest on the E-Buzz Show. Welcome to the show, Jamal.
Hey, well, thank you guys. How you doing?
I'm great, great. Thank you. I know it's a little bit late. I think you're Eastern time, so it's 10. You sound really tired. But thank you again, Jamal, for giving us a that again?
No, I said I'm awake. You got
okay.
My attention.
Okie dokie. Again, thanks for joining me. I want you to, Jamal Paris, I want you to share with our listeners. I know I gave a little, background in regards to you and a little bit, not really of you, but really of just Bishop Eddie Long. So if you can share with our listeners something many people do not know about you, doesn't even have to be about this whole thing, but about you, Jamal Paris.
I'm a parent now, and I'm actually still in school, continuing my bachelor's degree for education. And I think I'm going to take my culinary hobby and try to pursue a degree on that as well.
Okay.
Something people don't know about me is I love teaching. I'm a big geek. If you give me an essay to write in a couple of hours, I'm happy. Give me a book, I'm happy.
Right.
I'm just a big geek, I guess.
Okay.
My little secret.
That's nice. I definitely didn't know that about you and your parents. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what do you have? A girl, a boy, twin?
I have a little boy. No, I have one little boy. His name is Josiah.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's 7 months old right now.
Oh my God! Congratulations. And you seem like you're the doting father. So, congratulations to you on that. That's a big undertaking, right there. As far as parenting, but it seems like you're going down the right path, so that's a great thing. So my next question, Jamal, was going to be what's new in your life, but you just shared that, a new baby. You got a new baby, you're in school, and then also I know that you have a new book as well, which is one of the reasons why you're on the show tonight. The book is entitled Signs of a Predator, correct?
Yeah, Signs of a Predator.
Okay, so let's talk about the book a little bit. What is this book about, Signs of a Predator?
Signs of a Predator is simply a book on awareness and education. It's a book from a survivor's point of view, a help to the family in dealing with it, who have to encounter victims in their everyday lives and trying to rebuild a relationship with them that in one might be viewed as shattered, and another one might be trying to find a way to accept or even deal with their own hurt from a situation. And also to look for the understanding and the mindset of a predator. I was always taught that with understanding comes wisdom, and a different approach may be needed in dealing with such an epidemic. We're hearing so much about all these older father figures, whether it be in sports or in schools or universities, or in different non-charitable organizations that are going through sexual abuse, and it seems like they target a specific thing. And I think that it's time that we understand how predators are made and realize that we are creating predators ourselves on a daily basis, that if we don't start looking at ourselves, we're just going to be hurt people, continuously hurting more people.
Mm, wow. So you said that we are somewhat of a predator ourselves.
Yeah, when we allow ourselves to treasure our pain, treasure the biggest things that hurt us, and try to make sure that we prevent other people from ever getting close because there's a secret that we can't get over. There's something that someone hurt us with from our past. And because we hold on to those things, we in fact push people away the only way that we know how, the only way that we've been rejected. And then we start to become a people that now we're hurting others to protect ourselves. And that's the very mindset of a predator, fight for survival.
Wow. Yeah. So in regards to the book, Signs of a Predator, now, initially when I read the synopsis, I'm like, okay, it seems like something that's really good. But my question to you is, who are you trying to speak to as far as within this book? Who are you trying to reach out to?
I'm trying to reach out to that young man, not even just a young man. It's so many young kids that are going through it right now, and they're not knowing how to speak up, whether they be in schools or universities or whether they're on the team. There are a lot of people that do go through it. RAIN, one of the biggest organizations on sexual abuse information on the websites, They reported that over 60% of child abuse or molestation is unreported. So if you take a look at our society, as it is, if there's 60% of us that are enduring something or who have endured something and don't speak about it, you got a lot of misguided viewpoints of sex and viewpoints of love and viewpoints of unresolved anger and resentment hurting others just to protect ourselves. So we actually become predators, creating predators.
Wow, that's scary. That really is. And it seems like you've really just dug deep, you know, and with this whole book, Jamal, Signs of a Predator, you know, it'll be great if it can really just grip our youth, you know. So my only concern is, you know, how is it going to connect with the youth and the people that you're really trying to, you know, put this information out for? Because, you know, a lot of times, particular, you know, youth aren't really, you know, going to, like, books like these in the library and stuff like that. So how are you looking to connect with these young people?
Well, I would love to be able to connect with the young people by, one, I explain things through my viewpoint and my form of understanding with different examples of stories from my lives or even from those around me, those who helped influence me the most. This really helped to families as well, because I could say in my family there was a disconnect emotionally after I endured certain things, and it took a while for me to learn how to rebuild a relationship properly and actually understand where the problems came from. And a lot of talking, and that's one of the biggest things I want every kid to learn right now, is the ability to talk, whether it's to someone else or whether you say it in the mirror. I want young people, it's imperative that you speak up and say
right.
This is going on.
Right.
Because
let's talk. Mm-hmm.
It's this is a Go burden
ahead.
To carry on and hold on to.
Well, let's talk about, and I definitely agree, let's talk about the disconnect. You said that, I guess, when it comes out, there's a disconnect, you know, maybe with the child and the parent. Can you elaborate on that a little bit as to, like, your experience?
Because
that's imperative. That's, you know, and I hear... When I hear about stories such as these, you know, a child being molested, you know, and it's always that disconnect. You hit the nail on the head. So I just wanted to be able to you to elaborate in your words what you meant by that.
My past caused me a lot of choices that had to be made that didn't. Wow. Okay. I learned to separate my family from everything that I endured. I had to keep them away from me because it was the only way I knew how to protect and provide.
Who are you protecting? Who are you trying to protect?
I was trying to protect my family. I was trying to protect the family I grew up with, people that I had shared memories and smiles and laughter and fights and arguments. I couldn't tell anyone what was going on with me, because if I did, it chose to wreck somebody's life, and I didn't want to deal with that. So I pushed my family away, even when they tried to be there the most, and even when they tried to talk to me, it was difficult because I didn't know how to receive them in my heart anymore, because at that point I had lost all that I had cared about, all that meant anything to me. So for anyone to try to come back into my life, no matter who it was prior to, whether it be by blood or friendship, I had a hard time connecting with them because I couldn't afford to lose anything else, because my viewpoints of love were a game. It was a fallacy.
All right. Well, I appreciate you that you've been, you know, candid as you are with that. I really do. When you were talking, when you were saying that, I was thinking back, because I actually had just launched a couple, you know, videos from late 2010 and 2011 that you had did with some, you know, stations, news stations in Atlanta. And when you were talking just now in regards to the disconnect, that reminded me of something you and another gentleman were saying in regards to how predators, you know, how they kind of groom you almost. I think, and this is not word for word, but just trying to remember what you guys said in the interview, you were like predators try to, I guess, befriend you. You know, they want to know, they get to know your secrets, and once they get to know your secrets, you know, they're able to share those with you, and they got your attention. And once they get your secrets, they kind of rule you, and they can alienate you from your family, and then in turn groom you to whatever it is that they want to be. And when you just said that disconnect, that automatically triggers that memory, you know, for that particular, you know, interview. And that was so, when you were saying that, I'm like, oh, my God, that is just, I mean, the way you spoke in that, you know, I don't want to necessarily so eloquently, but because you were basically describing what happened to you, but, you know, anybody who was watching that, they understood you. And it was at that moment that they, you know, quite possibly believe you if they didn't believe you before, you know, because no, I don't think anybody, not even a, you know, Academy Award winner could do it, you know, just be so truthful like that. They study individuals to be able to get that kind of truthfulness to come across. So I was just blown away when I was watching that, because, you know, as not just being in the culture that we and you are in, which is we're Americans, we're African Americans, a lot of different cultures go through these types of things in their families and stuff, but it was definitely relatable, and so that just triggered that. So sorry if I just went on a tangent with that, but
no, it's fine, because I didn't realize how much of an epidemic it was in any community.
Right.
I had no clue, and that sounds real naive to say, but I really didn't. I didn't know that this happened, and I heard about it happening in the Catholic Church. That was always what I grew up knowing, but even as my life progressed, I didn't know sexual abuse was such at a high level in the Black community.
Right.
I didn't know so many young females carried that, like, I don't think there's one girl that I've met within the past few years who can tell me they've been through some form of sexual abuse.
Right.
And that actually identifies with the kind of men they date afterwards. The kind of men that hurt them is what they accept, because there's a hurt greater that no one else can get to. So they always hope for that feeling of tough love, in a sense. So
right.
I've heard conversations from gentlemen, and it would blow my mind when they would say, you helped me talk about something I went through for the first time. How do I go about telling this to my family? And it blew my mind, because these guys were older than me, and it really left me for a shock. And I just didn't understand, and I think it's imperative that, I can't say enough, that people speak up.
Right.
More than they just practice in the mirror.
Right. I want to go back to the disconnect, because you said that when you were going through what you were going through, it was that disconnect. You didn't want to let them in. You know, you didn't want to let them in because you didn't want to expose that part to them. You don't want it to hurt them and then maybe embarrass you. So, you know, in your book, do you talk about just getting past that, you know, and just... Mm-hmm.
I do address it. Getting past it is a major part. I've heard so many people give bad advice about just saying let it go. It's not that easy, not with that specific situation, if people actually take a look at it from a deeper perspective. I think it's a little bit harder. So I go through everyday stories and let you know how I made it through. And again, I can't, it's really in people finding their voice. It's like a good gospel song. You can tell people who've really been through something by the praise they give. You hear it in their voice. They found their voice in their worship to God. So when people find their voice and let that thing go that hurts them, it leads to a stage of healing.
Right. I definitely agree. I want to talk about, you know, how is this going to be relatable to young children that may be going through what you endured?
I talk about different situations that happened to me, different feelings that I went through. The scariest thing is going through something and you're so afraid you don't know what to say. Like, it doesn't become real to you. I really try to get into the feelings of what stages people go through that they endure things. So that's how I try to make it relatable, is because I try to show the stages that I went through, the isolation, the depression, the alcohol abuse, the sexual abuse, the different things that occur and you don't know how to let go of. So those are my ways of making it relatable. Teach the
world. Right. All right. So in regards to your book, you know, so what's going on with that, the process? Are you almost done with it?
Almost done with it. Still got a couple of kinks to work out, but I'm almost done with it. Anybody can contact me at mystoleninnocence.com and .org. One of the pages needs to be actually updated. We had a little technical snafu that'll be fixed by Monday, but anybody ever needs to get in contact me, mystoleninnocence.org, contact us, and you'll find out how to get at me through there.
That's what's up. All right. Well, hold tight. I definitely have more questions for you, and then we'll be opening up to some of our listeners. Make sure y'all call in 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. This is Carla B. with the E-Buzz with guest tonight, Jamal Paris. Hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Tell me, I'll tell you why.
welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B., holding down the eBuzz Friday night show on EOTMradio.com. Really quick, before we get back into our interview with Jamal Paris, I want to make a really quick announcement. Definitely, y'all, if you are going to be near your computers, your internet, and all that good stuff, or even an iPod or your cell phone, your smartphone, if you're near it on a Sunday night, this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please visit EOTMTV.com for the premiere of singer Ron Anthony's late night new talk show, premiering 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the new media network site, EOTMTV.com. Check it out. Support all things EOTM, please. Support all things Ron Anthony. He's actually bringing some really great inspirational talk shows to late night TV, and that's a big thing. And then also, it's actually going to be syndicated as well. So we're definitely excited about this new great thing with our network. So make sure you continue to support us. We really appreciate it. We definitely do. But, yeah, definitely want to get back into the interview with Jamal Paris. And for some reason, I just want to say Jamal Harris, and I just have to keep looking at the screen and it says Paris. So, Jamal, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, and my rants and stuff, don't pay any attention to me. I'm just crazy like that. But I want to get back into your book, and which is called Signs of a Predator, and we're talking a little bit before the break in regards to how it is going to be relatable to young children. And you shared with us, how you were going to go about doing that. I wanted to say that because it definitely sounds like it would be really great. But how will it, how will it reach the youth? Because I'm just seeing a whole big thing here in my mind in regards to the whole thing. I'm thinking schools, I'm thinking touring, I'm thinking